around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
As we transmit out to our 615-plus weekly AM and FM radio stations, with the network growing, more coming, we'll talk about that in the weeks ahead. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, March 7th, 2026. Mary is back in the fold after her girls' trip to Vegas.
That's love that. Right.
Happy to see her here. I'm in a happy mood. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, off we go, talking everything and anything in the world of travel. Last week at this time, the world certainly changed in a major way. We're now 1 week into Operation Epic Fury in Iran. We have seen our American men and women in uniform performing such incredible ways this week. They have our full support here, certainly on this program, as they go about ending the terrorist regime. Just like we did last week, we're going to continue to do our thing, if you will, do what we do best here on the program, and our local affiliates will keep you updated on developments should they happen during the break. But, I mean, think about all that's happened this week. The world is changing, and certainly for the good. So, you know, travel to and from the Middle East has been curtailed significantly, obviously, with what's going on. And besides all of our U.S. soldiers in harm's way, we also wish a safe and speedy return to travelers trying to get home. I know that that's going on, but it's been an interesting week for people.
Yeah.
So, good morning, Mary. Nice to have you back in the air chair across from me.
Oh, I was in a different air chair in section 400 of the Sphere last week, which actually I think might be the best seat in the house. If you're going to go to the Sphere, I highly recommend you sit up higher because you get the full experience.
You're only getting the best.
What a great experience. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, really awesome. All week you've been happy. It's been great.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
It's a one-of-a-kind experience.
It's been happy in the office, happy at home. Love it very much.
So, it's nice to be back, though.
Well, listen, I loved having you here. I mean,
it was a little weird last week not doing the show for me.
I was. But listen, we heard great things from people around the country, and thank you for all the comments and so forth. Always nice to hear from our audience.
I missed everybody.
So, Rudy, you know, your home state is going to get some additional attention on the program today as the land of 10,000 Lakes will be the destination spotlight coming up in the E-Block this hour.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's snowing here this morning.
Well, all right. So that's,
but it's going to be 60 degrees tomorrow and sunny this afternoon, and the snow has stopped.
Yeah, it's going to be warm here in the New York area. Well, listen, spring is coming, which is
so
good. We know what's happening later tonight. So, listen, how are you today, Bobby, there at the Network Center in Dallas?
Wonderful, other than it being a little rainy and dreary here in Dallas.
Gee, that's weird. Bobby's usually living the dream, you know?
Yeah.
And usually. Well, this dream has rain in it.
So, Bobby, RJ's headed your way next week. So, actually, maybe we'll have
to... Is he going to be in the Dallas area?
He's going to Texas.
He's all over the place.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But I mean,
he's traveling more than we are right now.
He is. Yeah. So, anyway, we've got to get to the Travel News Roundtable.
Let's do travel polls. Yeah, let's do polls. I want to say thank you to all of you who voted at rmworldtravel.com. We put up new polls. They're just up on our show website. So, here are the results of the last polls. Which of these happenings will you absolutely experience this year? 45% of you will be doing something with America's 250 celebrations.
Applaud that.
That's such a big deal that's coming.
It
really is. 16% of you, NASCAR, Indy, or an F1 race. Hmm. All right.
Yeah.
15% of you, none of the above. I always love that one.
Yeah.
10% of you, major golf tournament, 7% spring training baseball game, and 6% FIFA World Cup.
Well, listen, you know, we've been saying, I know everyone's making a big deal about the FIFA World Cup, and it is a big deal that's coming here. I'm happy it's in our country. It's good for the economy, all of that. But, you can clearly see golf, auto racing, baseball. I'm sure if we had basketball, hockey, or football there, they would all outrank it. So that's probably. But I love 45% of America. Should be a higher number. I know some of you out there, listen, I don't know, because of your politics or whatever, like, oh, I don't know. But, listen,
we're all Americans first.
People
even go to their local fireworks to celebrate.
Exactly. We do have the greatest country in the world. You got to go celebrate it. 250 comes around one time. So what's question two?
All right. So what sector of travel will you most engage with this year? 32% of you, hotels and hospitality. And we have a tie here. 32% of you, aviation. So you're flying somewhere.
I think that's probably great.
18% of you, cruise. 10% theme parks. 5% none of the above. And 6% medical tourism.
Hmm. Rudy, of all the major sectors of tourism there, what do you think you'll use the most this year?
food
hotels.
Wasn't on there, was it?
Well, no.
You mean as far as motive transportation?
Well, hotels, whether
airline.
It's aviation,
yeah.
Cruise,
airline.
Theme
aviation,
parks.
Yeah, aviation, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I think so. It's interesting. You know, some people drive, so I think that's probably why it's pretty balanced. So,
camping and RVs and all that.
Yeah, that, well, that
might
could be
fall
none
into
of the above.
None of the above. Yeah, yeah.
And I always love, as you just said, the none of the above or whatever.
Because yeah, I always want to know what that is.
Indecisive folks in our audience. All right, so before I quickly touch on two items here for the Travel News Roundtable, RJ, as I said, he was in Miami last week for Moda Miami. His trek in that state continues this week. Today he's at the Concours d'Elegance at the Ritz-Carlton in Amelia Island. He's doing well down there. He'll check in for the open road coming up at 10:40 a.m. So the thing I want to just throw out, I mean, Delta Airlines, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know what's going on with the management of that company. They have, in the last number of months, they have lost their president, their operations chief, now their chief marketing officer. So, Ed Bastian has got to be, like, coming in. They got to be wearing name tags down there because he's not even sure who's running things anymore. So that's something we need to watch. But this question I want to just throw out to everybody. So if you are 30 years and under, good news. As Vail Resorts, they are cutting the price of next year's Epic Pass by 20% for you. The Epic Pass, it went on sale earlier this week. It's going to cost you $869 now if you are 13 to 30. However, if you are 31 or older, you're getting the shaft you're paying the freight here because the pass will now cost you $1,089. They're having almost a 4% increase, so you're going to pay. I mean, is that fair?
Yeah, no. And, you know, skiing is just so expensive. It's just such an expensive sport right now, so that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No, it does
actually.
Not at all.
No.
I mean, I don't get it at all.
They should be trying to attract, yeah. All right, so I have a quick news story on United. Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, quick public service announcement. Turn your clocks ahead 1 hour tonight. We're going to spring forward. Thank goodness. So while most airlines encourage headphone use as a courtesy so passengers don't blast videos and disturb fellow passengers, United has made the decision to embed the requirement within its formal refusal policy in the contracts of carriage, which means they can remove you from a flight. They can deny you boarding if they see that you're walking on with a video and you're being cantankerous and you're not listening or whatever. But it coincides with their rollout of Starlink satellite internet service, which they're expecting many more people will be using their devices. But I'd like to see how they're going to remove a passenger at 30,000 feet.
Midair.
So, you know, American makes the announcement. Delta makes the announcement. Yeah. Please use headphones. What do you guys think about this? About making it an actual rule.
Rudy, what do you say?
Well, of course you should use a headphone. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, unless you're the only person on the plane.
So they have to put it in a rule?
But again, how do you enforce it, as Mary
said? How do you enforce that?
Because we know
when you're up high.
You're not opening the cockpit.
You're not removing
the door,
a passenger.
Not the cockpit.
Well, you wag your finger at them, and if they give you trouble, you have the cops waiting for them as they get off the plane.
Yeah, well, that's...
Are you banned for life on United?
You're probably going to get a fine.
Beginning Monday. Beginning
We've
Monday,
seen
the
that,
Freedom
though,
plane
Mary.
Takes off. Yeah. We should
We've
note
seen
that.
People sitting over there on their phones or computers or laptops or whatever, and they're playing it. It's loud and obnoxious.
We had one recently, but the flight attendant made a comment, and they shut it off.
I'm trying to get one news item here. Monday, the Freedom plane starts in Kansas City. You're going to see the 1783 Treaty of Paris, the original copy, and other stuff, so watch for it.
Look for that. That's another big America 250 thing. All right, when we return from this first sponsor break of the day, luxury hospitality sector of travel is going to be our topic. Your favorite travel radio show moves right along. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at TakeLean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why luxury hotels and luxury cruise ships invest so much in their beds. Stop sleeping on an old, worn-out mattress thinking it's okay. It's not, folks. Instead, make this move today. Do something that will actually improve your quality of life. Helix manufactures their mattresses right here in the USA. They ship for free directly from their facility to your door. They offer a 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee. So go take the 2-minute sleep quiz and save 27% at Helix Sleep. rmsleep.com/Carrie. That's C-A-R-E-Y. Or you know what to do, folks. Go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, and if you suffer from aches, pains, and inflammation, Relief Factor is a remedy for you to check out. It's 100% drug-free and third-party tested for purity and potency. It's an effective way to turn back the clock on pain.
You know, travel can also impact our bodies. You'll notice the difference as soon as you take Relief Factor, folks. Developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation, it doesn't mask pain. It helps eliminate it forever. Join us. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Try the three-week quick start for just $19.95. Or, as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Okay, as we return from that break and we move into today's B-Block, our showcase segment on the best weekend show in our nation, well, that's coming your way. But first, well, we're sponsored by our friends at TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
Sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your plans. So do what we do and get protected with a plan at TravelGuard. .com/carry, regardless of whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international, or even domestic.
You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it safeguards you against many realities that can create issues, including trip cancellations, interruptions, and delays, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, prescription replacement. You'll get roadside assistance. Work-related cancellations might impact you. Medical expenses and evacuation coverage you have. Passport or ticket replacement. Most importantly, you're going to have someone available to you 24/7 and a lot more. Be smart, folks. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, waiting for us on the other end of the show hotline is Barak Hershowitz, president and co-founder of the International Luxury Hotel Association. Off we go to see where this chat takes us.
Barak, good morning. Appreciate your time today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, appreciate you joining us today. You know, so many people Mary and I have encountered over the years in the luxury space come out of a culinary and hospitality background. That's certainly true for you as well. Clearly, you saw an opportunity in the luxury sector of travel and hospitality. As an entrepreneur myself, I saw a big opportunity in radio syndication when I started our parent company 27 years ago. I really do appreciate you felt how you could make an impact, and clearly you were part of the founding of the association. So I want you to share with folks tuned in across the country how old IHL LA is, because you're certainly not a newbie on the block, and what prompted you to get it up and running?
So we're technically going on to 20 years. The association became an official association in 2012, but we actually started back in 2008 as a forum called Luxury Hoteliers. The reason that we started the association originally, or the forum, was that the luxury travel industry, like most industries, had been changing drastically due to, you know, the internet and technology changing the way people travel and how they book travel. And with that, those of us that had been working in the luxury hotel industry, had come up through that industry, we were facing challenges on how to keep up with the travelers. For many, many years, the travel industry or the luxury hotel industry had kind of followed a formula of what it looked like, how it operated. And all of a sudden, our guests were wanting different things. And so we formed this really as a network of hoteliers to kind of crowdsource each other's expertise in what we were experiencing, trying to find some solutions to keep up with the changing needs of the travelers.
And, well, and here you are, 2026.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about demographics and luxury travel. When I think back to travels I did when I was younger, backpacking through Europe and elsewhere, that's what people did back then before social media. We just got our backpacks, went out, and we had budgets. Even though we know the wealth factor in luxury hospitality is still pushing higher demographics, younger people are spending their money in hotels like the Four Seasons and other high-end properties and experiences. I think it's a lot, you know, driven by social media, but are you seeing this out there? And if you are, does it play into any of your strategies with your members?
Yeah, so I think the thing is, it's a much bigger industry, right? So when we started in the 2000s, luxury was a very small, exclusive, private, you know, industry. The properties, many of them have been around for many, many years. The market grew. And also people who were, let's call it a typical profile of a luxury traveler up until the early 2000s was, you know, they stayed in luxury and that's all that they did when they traveled. Today's traveler is not specifically staying just in luxury. They're staying in luxury when the time is right for them. So they're not in one specific tier. If they're traveling for business or for family, or they're staying, you know, going on a honeymoon, or they're, you know, just overnighting in a hotel before they catch a flight, they're going to choose a different level of property based on the reason that they're traveling. So that's, I would say, the biggest difference between a luxury traveler in the past is that today it's every, you know, it's a lot, it's a much bigger market that's participating in luxury, just not all the time.
I agree with that. Yeah. So this show is programmed for a 35-64 demographic. Our focus is on upscale leisure business travelers out there. Mary and I talk a fair amount, what is luxury, what isn't. You know, certainly, you know, tangible things like linens and bath products can be factored, the range of restaurant offerings and their quality. Think about, you know, treatment of top loyalty status. But we look at things like the artwork, amount of marble, furniture and fixtures, the sophistication of the staff and the training, that goes a long way. The world of travel is fragmented, right? And that can make defining luxury more challenging. And despite what's currently happening in the Middle East, you know, we know that be it at hotels, cruise ships, airlines, RVs, whatever, Americans are spending on the luxury sector of travel in a very strong way. All the data that we're seeing for the economy supports that. And I'd say the travel industry overall is more dependent than ever on the luxury sector. What do you say, Barak?
Yes, I mean, I think it's true. I think that today, I think it's hard to define what luxury. It used to be easy many years ago, and today it's not. But the common denominator is time. Basically, people feel that they have very little time these days. And so, you know, it's really what they want to spend their time doing. I think true luxury for most people is being able to do what they want to do, and not doing what they don't want to do. So I think that when you know, for us, if it's playing golf for one person or another person, you know, it might be, lying on the beach, whatever it happens to be. But if they feel like they're getting to spend their short amount of time that they have doing what they want to do, that is luxury. I think that the furniture and the fixings and all of that are extra. But the key is that the guest feels that they're spending time doing what they want to do. And as hoteliers, we try to kind of assist that and make sure that what we're offering for them
is
a good use of their time.
Actually, I want to expand on that. So one of our show sponsors is Regent Seven Seas Cruises. They offer ultra-luxury travel at a high level. They ask a lot of questions on preferences before we even step onto the ships to offer a really personalized experience. And I think a lot of hoteliers would do well to try to figure this out, too. It's obviously a very different model, and it's, you know, they've got guests coming in a lot faster, and their turnover is higher. But I think I'm curious if you're having these conversations with hoteliers in terms of trying to determine what the guest wants before they even arrive.
Yes, absolutely. So I think that is the I would say the defining thing that would make a true luxury experience. One thing that those luxury cruise lines do very well is that they take ownership of your trip before you come. I think also people just don't want to have to be thinking when they're on vacation. A cruise is definitely a vacation. So if the purpose is vacation, the more that the hotel or a cruise ship or whatever it happens to be takes ownership, they plan the experience for the guest and they anticipate what that particular guest is going to want to do. If that guest arrives and doesn't have to think on that trip, doesn't have to think about money, doesn't have to think about what they're going to do next, and it's just a great use of their time, they're enjoying doing what they're doing, then that is a true luxury experience for most people. And I think the more that we, you know, options aren't always better for people. I think the luxury hotel industry today is trying to focus more on how we can take more role in planning for the guests as well and anticipating what they want.
So 2 weeks ago on this program, we had a friend of yours on with us, Jonathan Edelheit, with the Medical Tourism Association. And, you know, we've certainly seen a big growth in people traveling for medical procedures, including health and wellness. Many hotels and resorts now are offering anti-aging, IV therapy, some marketed as biostations. How much of an impact is all this having in the luxury hospitality bottom line?
I will, you know, John's an expert on that space, and I think we're definitely seeing some growth in that niche. There are places that people travel to improve their health, and we're starting to see some of those places, some of these very high-end clinics and things partnering with hotels to offer those experiences in other parts of the world. But I think the biggest takeaway for us as hoteliers is that people are spending more time on their health today than they've ever spent. And it's for us as hoteliers, we need to ensure that when they go on vacation, our hotel doesn't get in the way of them keeping up, whether that's having, you know, better fitness programs, you know, the better quality, better offerings of food, keeping up with the types of food that they eat, the healthy things that they need to do during their week, so that their trip or their stay with us doesn't make them feel like they're missing out on, their gym classes and all of these other things that are going on. So we're spending a lot of time and investment in that these days.
And making sure there's a cohesive plan on that. You're right. Yeah. So that if you are someone who's active and at the gym, then the meals you're being served or the options you have, they are all healthy options and you're not being bombarded.
Even
with
classes. So classes are a huge thing at the moment. Is we're either partnering with classes. We're working with some of the bigger gym brands now so that our guests can have the opportunity to go do classes if we don't have them in our hotels.
Barak, listen, very interesting conversation with you today. We appreciate it. I'm sure we'll do others in the future. Thanks very much for being part of our popular national broadcast. Have a nice weekend, okay?
Yes, wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Barak. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, there's that conversation, Mary. You know, all the data out there continues to show folks that luxury travel, it's a big growth sector, and frankly, we see no reason that it's not going to continue. All right, well, with that said, we need to prepare to pause for some sponsor messages. In about 20 minutes, it's the latest Destination Spotlight. RJ and the Open Road will come your way in 10 minutes from Florida. I think he's in northern Florida today. Taxes and travel will be part of hour two. And next, well, Rudy's going to work on ways to fix luggage.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RM World Travel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. Let's talk about a new you. These days, it seems like everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. But what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? Well, we have an answer. It's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N, that you can buy now at TakeLean.com, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. Now, this is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Now, if that fits your needs, let's get you started at TakeLean.com. Just use the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, and you'll save 20% off. That's 20% off with the code CARRY at TakeLean.com. Plus, you'll get free rush shipping, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, I think it might be accurate to say we don't think much about luggage when we're not traveling. Then luggage suddenly takes center stage, and you only have to go to a luggage store to be faced with a bewildering array of options. Tanya Christian spends more time than most of us identifying what makes the ideal travel luggage, and she's written a story about it for Consumer Reports magazine, where she's a senior home and appliance writer. Tanya, welcome to the show. What are the first two things that we should look for when buying a piece of luggage?
for luggage, you definitely want something that has a durable material, and that's whether it's hard shell or soft-sided. And then I would say just something that's practical, right? Like you want something that has really good wheels, has a handle that is good for your height and retracts and goes up and down well. So those, I would say those are the two things, something durable, something practical.
Well, is there a difference in durability between a soft size and a hard size luggage?
There is. We tend to see that when it comes to hard shell, it's really about preference, right? When it comes to the hard shell, those are the ones that can get beat up a little bit more, right? Like you throw it around and it might get scuffed, but it's not going to get torn. Whereas the soft-sided ones, you have to be a little bit more careful with what you're packing. You don't want sharp objects that could puncture it. So it's preference, but at the same time, for a soft-sided one, you want something that has durable material like a ballistic nylon. And that's going to help to make sure that when you're traveling, it doesn't get beat up.
I don't think much about weight until it comes time for me to lift it and try to squeeze it in overhead luggage somewhere. Do people generally pay attention to weight, or are they like me? You get to the airport or airplane and go, this is pretty heavy.
Yeah, no, I think they're like you, which is why we tell people before you leave home, make sure you can lift that bag up and down, a packed bag, right? So if it can go on your bed, if it can go on a table, and you can easily take it down and put it up, then you're pretty good to go. But you don't want something that you're going to be struggling with, because it is your responsibility to get it up over your head. And so you don't want to get to the point where you're in the aisle and it's really hard to get up, right? Thankfully, most people are helpful, but sometimes they're not. So you want to be able to do it on your own.
You write in your piece to look for YKK zippers. I presume that's a trade name, because you say they have a reputation for moving effortlessly with less snagging. You say they're on Briggs & Riley and Monos and Travel Pro's VersaPack. We happen to like Travel Pro here at the show, by the way. But what is this brand really superior to other zippers?
It is. I mean, they have a trusted reputation. We're talking about nearly 90 years in the business. I've spoken to luggage makers. I've spoken to repair people. And YKK really is the Benz of zippers, right? So that is kind of the where you want to go. Oftentimes on the cheaper bags, you will not find a YKK zipper, so you might be spending a little bit more. But zippers are one of those things that when it comes to warranties, some people don't cover them. So you want to make sure that it's dependable. And that's why we say go for those trusted zippers.
Well, they differ widely by price, and I think a lot of that sometimes is status because of the brand. And you talk about one particular luggage maker that can charge more than $1,000 for an aluminum carry-on, but Amazon's got some basic suitcases that you tested cost $80 or less, and you'd go with either of them. I mean, if somebody wants to gift you a $1,000 bag, thanks very much, but you'll take the $80 one for durability and wear anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Vermilla, over $1,000 you're shelling out, and that could be for a carry-on. But if you're not somebody who travels often, or maybe you're the kind of person like me who you're always just bringing your carry-on with you and you're not checking the bag, you don't have to spend that much money. It's really not necessary. The Amazon basics in our suitcase actually perform very well for durability, and you're going to spend less than $80. So if you want to invest in a piece, like you said, you want to be gifted a $1,000 suitcase, great, but you don't have to spend that much to get a quality bag.
Okay. The last question I want to ask you, we've just got a little bit of time, is security. Do we really need to lock our suitcases? Or are they so easy to break into? It doesn't matter. Need a quick
they
answer.
They're easy to break into, but for peace of mind, it might be great to just have a lock that you can trust and you can open easily.
Okay. You can find Tanya's story by going to consumerreports.org and searching for the words common luggage problems. Tanya, thanks. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at TravelGuard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, TravelGuard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at TravelGuard.com/carry. Or, as always, just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%. Or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Good morning, everybody. This is RJ for the Open Road here, checking in again remotely. However, this week I'm coming from northern Florida. I'm working my way back up to New York. I'm attending the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance this weekend, the pre-established and now competitor event that I've spoken so much about, to Moda, Miami, which is where I was last weekend. Lots to talk about today, but before we get into it, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. As we head into spring, whether it's work-related, commuting, doing tasks around the house, or just taking a moment for myself, I appreciate Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics, as they're a great go-to for daily listening. They're packed with upgrades, including active noise cancellation and multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with up to two devices at once, plus a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put no matter what you're doing. Now here's the kicker that you just can't beat. Raycon delivers the same premium audio quality as the big brands, but at half the price. Add in over 3 million happy customers around the globe, and a 30-day happiness guarantee, there is zero reason to overpay. So go to buyraycon.com/carry to save 20% or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now this week, I want to spend these next few moments with you talking about a car that's been on my radar for a while and that I finally got some real seat time in just last week, the new, or almost new, Corvette Z06. And I'll say up front, I came away genuinely impressed, more than I expected to be actually, but to explain why, I need to back up a little bit. A few years ago, Chevrolet did something that sent pretty significant shockwaves through the American car world, they took the Corvette's engine, that big V8 that lived under the front hood for decades, and moved it behind the driver for the new C8 generation of Corvette, of course. Now, this is old news, but a lot of Corvette loyalists, to them, that felt like betrayal. The long hood, pushrod V8, the whole visual mechanical formula that had basically been sacred since the 50s, this was America's sports car, after all, they didn't really need to copy Ferrari's homework, is what a lot of people felt. But Chevrolet looked at where performance cars were heading globally and decided that if the Corvette was going to survive, it needed to change. And the reaction was fascinating. Some fans embraced it immediately, others were more skeptical. Regardless, it's been a commercial success for General Motors. Now, with the genesis of a new Corvette, however, there's always the question of when is the souped-up factory variant coming and what will it look like? Typically, the Z06 trim first and then ZR1 thereafter. Before I got into the Z06, last year I spent some time behind the wheel of a Cunningham C8, which is a heavily modified Stingray built on a custom chassis with Lingenfelter tuning under the hood. The idea behind it was interesting. For Corvette enthusiasts who wanted something special and almost Z06-like and were willing to spend for it, this was supposed to close the gap while the Z06 was still working its way to market. Custom bodyworks and Corvette DNA, serious performance tuning, the whole package. Honestly, it was cool. Really cool, the way that it's hand-built. You appreciate the craft that goes into something like that, but here's the thing, and this is what stuck with me after I drove both cars now. That Cunningham, for all its custom appeal and the premium that goes along with it, they were about $200,000 new, didn't prepare me for how polished and sorted the Z06 felt right out of the box. The gap between an expensive modified regular C8 Stingray and the factory Z06 was way bigger than I anticipated and not in the Cunningham's favor. That says something important about where Chevrolet has landed with this car. The Z06 starts with a completely different engine than the standard Stingray. Under the rear glass sits a 5.5-liter naturally aspirated V8. The LT6 makes 670 horsepower, spins all the way to almost 9,000 RPM. To put that in context, most high-performance V8s typically run out of breath at 7,000, your average daily driver car, maybe 6,500 RPM. This engine just keeps climbing, and the sound that it makes doing it right out the box, without any custom exhaust, is genuinely something you won't forget. And what's significant about that engine isn't just the output, it's the design. It's a flat plane crankshaft matched with a redline, like I mentioned, bar from Motorsport. It's a very different philosophy from traditional Corvette pushrod V8s. Philosophically, it's closer to the naturally aspirated mid-engine Ferraris that you may have seen than anything Bowling Green has ever produced before, except you're accessing that exotic car experience at a price point that, by comparison, is cheap. A new Z06 will cost $120,000 base. However, a used 15-year-old Ferrari 458 is on average twice that, and that's one with a lot of miles on it. Now, that matters more than it might seem. Naturally aspirated engines that rev like this are genuinely becoming rare. The industry has committed to turbocharging and electrification, hybridization, and these technologies are great at producing big numbers, but the tactile, immediate feeling you get from a high-revving, naturally aspirated engine has a quality so hard to replicate with booster batteries, and collectors have taken notice. Special, naturally aspirated Ferraris from a decade ago, you know, these are cars that maybe were $200,000 brand new, are cresting $1 million in the open market, something which, you know, nobody expected to see happen, but again, this is where the market is heading. And turbocharging and hybridization can always add numbers to a spec sheet. We're seeing that day in, day out as the years go by. But an engine that pulls clean and hard past 8,000 RPM, responds to your right foot with real immediacy, and sounds like it was designed by someone who actually enjoys driving, that's harder to manufacture and it's becoming rarer. And ultimately, it's making the current Corvette Z06 a modern classic. The Z06 may end up being remembered as the moment the C8's mid-engine experiment stopped being a question and really became an answer. Not just America's sports car reinvented, but a genuine world-class machine that happens to carry an American nameplate. My main takeaway, this is one of the most impressive American cars to come out in decades. Now that is it for this week's Open Road. I'm heading back to the show field now for the rest of the Amelia and sending you back to New York for the E-Block. I'm RJ Carey. This is our World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we retake the reins from RJ after his latest open road, Mary and I are about to bring you Destination Spotlight number 161 in this series. That's on America's 32nd state, and we're sponsored by Relief Factor.
And whether it's your job, getting older, or travel, if aches and pains are impacting your life, join us and make Relief Factor your cure. This 100% drug-free product is third-party tested in the U.S. for purity and potency. It's a simple but powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, all designed by doctors to provide ongoing relief from back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, as well as any general muscle aches and inflammation.
Folks, stop popping those popular over-the-counter painkillers as you're harming your body. Instead, try the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com as a show fan today or RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, off to the land of 10,000 lakes as the executive director of Explore Minnesota is holding on that show hotline. And now here's Lauren Bennett McGinty.
All right, well, greetings, Lauren.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, we welcome you to America's number one travel radio show. You are very welcome for being here. You know, I would say if we polled a number of travelers to think of destinations where they could go enjoy water, I'm sure we get places like, I don't know, maybe Florida or California, other coastal states. But Minnesota is where the Mississippi River begins. You say you have 10,000 lakes, but I think there are actually more than that. Your state sits, you know, on the shores of Lake Superior. So water is a big deal in your state. How much does all things water impact your tourism?
It's huge for us. We have a very special lake life vibe here in Minnesota. And yes, we have more than 11,800 lakes here. So a little bit of a misnomer, but we spend lots of our time in the summer on lakes. Even I go out and go paddleboarding all the time at the local lake near me. But we have lake accessibility in the Twin Cities throughout the entire part of the state. You can go to the North Shore of Lake Superior, which is basically an ocean. And it's a really great opportunity for people to experience all kinds of different lake features. But what comes with that is relaxation, cabin country, a good time with family and friends, and just a fantastic experience.
We took our sons a few years ago. We left Minneapolis and we drove up to Gooseberry Falls State Park, which really just blew me away. It was beautiful on the north shore of Lake Superior. That also really pleasantly surprised me. And of course, we had so many locals tell us we had to stop off at Betty's Pies in Two Harbors,
<That's right>.
Which we did.
Yep.
But Lauren, outside of the Twin Cities and that particular area, do you find, is this where a lot of the travelers are going? Up to the northern part of your state? Do they tend to go south, maybe the Rochester or surrounding areas? Where are people going?
People are going to the North Shore. I think that's a really top spot for us. It's beautiful. It's scenic, lots of hiking, waterfalls. But we also have the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, which is, you know, you go in for a day or two, maybe longer, and you can canoe and portage. And it's really sort of a romantic back to nature experience. But people are also traveling all over the state. So just sort of northwest of the Twin Cities is St. Cloud and that surrounding area, which is a lot of really family-friendly experiences. Southwest of the Twin Cities, we have places like New Ulm, which is home to the second oldest family brewery in the country, which is Shell's Brewery. We also have a lot of beautiful prairie lands and Pipestone, which is where there is a quarry for pipes for Native American peace pipes. So mm-hmm. Lots of fantastic experiences there. And then if you go southeast of the Twin Cities, Rochester is definitely a hot spot, and it's growing every single day. They're putting a lot of time and energy there. But you also have Winona, which is a beautiful city along the river, and just a really fantastic experience in the winter. You can even go ice climbing there.
Well, you can even head up to International Falls, which we all know about as well. So, I mean, So this show, we're based in the New York City area. That's where Mary and I are. But Minnesota does get its share of attention on this program week to week because Rudy lives in St. Paul. MyPillow, they've been a show sponsor for 11 years. I know they're southwest of Minneapolis, I think, not far from Bloomington and Chaska. But I'm mentioning Bloomington because, of course, that's where Mall of America is located. That certainly is an experience in itself. I know we've done that four or five times over the years, but it clearly has to be a big driver for tourism to your state, yes?
It really is, especially for our international friends that come to visit us. They love to bring an empty suitcase and load it up before they head out back to their country. But we also have a lot of folks who come from all around the region and spend time there. And then another big draw is if you're in town for, you know, family sports tournaments or big events, we always find people tacking on extra days to spend time at the Mall of America and Nickelodeon Universe. So it's a really great experience for families, but also they've really put a lot of energy into making it an upscale experience with new shopping stores and also restaurants. So they've done a really great job there.
Lauren, last question from us today. As we're focusing pretty heavily on America's 250th birthday for this year, what are some major happenings or two that you will all be doing in Minnesota that you would want our listeners to know about to celebrate?
Well, I certainly hope that folks find our event listing on our website on exploreminnesota.com, but we're also working in tandem with our Minnesota Historical Society, who's gathering events and resources, and they're going to be posting some more of those soon. So hopefully we'll have some events this summer around July 4th. And I know that there are a lot of really active citizens who are working on a committee to kind of get all of those events in one place and start highlighting those soon.
Well, Lauren, listen, we covered, you know, 5 minutes is not enough for a state. We know that. But you did a nice job touching on a lot of different areas of your state. It's we really appreciate your time today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. You too.
All right, thank you, Lauren. Take care.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
All right, well, there goes Lauren, Minnesota mayor. And by the way, I forgot about Betty's Pies. All those pies I had. Oh, my
God. But that whole North Shore area is gorgeous. Really pretty. You want the pies again.
I'm just thinking about that now. It's a good time. We're going into a commercial break right here at the top of the hour. So, folks, I need to wrap right now. Hour 2 is going to begin in a few minutes. We'll be focused on all types of aircraft coming up for the F-Block. We'll also be talking taxes and travel. You'll want to stay tuned for that. We'll hopefully save you a little bit of money there. Amtrak, food allergies, so much more. Keep those radios locked in, everyone. Don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com. And to go visit Minnesota, that's exploreminnesota.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.